nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author once said, "Thought determines what you want, action determines what you'll get." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who act. Our first playmaker has a background in real estate with Luby's, Einstein Bagels, and KFC, while our second playmaker has developed a new 401k platform that significantly reduces costs. With us today is a VP of franchise development for a restaurant that features both pizza and a sports bar. Well, our next playmaker is the EVP of an investment firm that manages over $730 million in client assets. These great playmakers are Al Davis. Al is VP of franchise sales for Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar. And Michael Beck. Michael is EVP of Gerald L. Ray & Associates. And we're going to begin today's show with Michael. Michael Beck joined Gerald L. Ray & Associates in 1999 as a portfolio manager and has over 30 years experience in the financial industry. Michael works with high net worth individuals and families, business owners, foundations, and retirement accounts. Founded in 1977, Gerald L. Ray & Associates' philosophy is based on two simple but unwavering principles: impeccable personal service and the highest standards of personal and corporate integrity. Through his practice as an advisor, Michael identified the needs to offer a cost-effective solution for small to mid-sized companies to improve their current 401k plans. The result is GLR's 401k plan platform, which uses all exchange-traded funds. Well, Michael, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
You have a background, obviously you've been in the financial industry for about 30 years, but you start out at Vanderbilt in Nashville. So how did you get from Nashville and Vanderbilt to Dallas and Gerald L. Ray?
Well, I was born in Dallas, went to school at Green Hill, actually, here. And when I went to Vanderbilt, I wanted to come back to Texas. I went to Florida for 1 year and worked at a bank, and then I came back here to work in the investment banking area and the private equity area before Gerald Ray.
Well, how'd you find out about Gerald Ray? Did they find you? Did you find them? How'd you come together?
I knew Gerald, actually Gerald's cousin.
Okay.
So, and so when I sold businesses, people had a lot of money. They always asked me what to do with their money, and I sent a number of people to Gerald, and he took good care of them. So when I had an opportunity to come work for Gerald, I already had clients there.
Well, I'm going to ask you more about your specific 401k plan that you developed, but talk a little bit about his company, Gerald Ray's company, and because he's been in business a while. You sent business to them. You're very happy with it. And I read earlier that they have two specific principles of impeccable personal service and highest standards of personal and corporate integrity. They do that, but what do they do? What is their specialty?
Gerald Ray & Associates, we do individual stocks, individual bonds, and exchange-traded funds for high-net-worth individuals, families, and small businesses. And basically, we offer a high level of service. People get to know what they own and why they own it. They talk directly to portfolio managers, and we manage the taxes if taxes are important.
Well, you've developed, as I mentioned earlier, a specific 401k plan. Talk a little bit about what that is and why that's different than other 401k plans.
Well, how I got into the 401k business was we typically look at our clients' 401k options. They're mostly done through mutual fund companies and insurance companies, and we helped allocate the portfolios. Most of the choices were not very good or very expensive, and we for years have assisted them. With our expertise in exchange-traded funds, we kept on asking why they didn't have these offered in their plans, and the answer was that the mutual fund companies and insurance companies did not want them there because they were too cheap, cost-effective, however right. You want to call it. And so a little bit over 5 years ago, we put our own plans together, and we offered one to one of our clients to see how it worked, and it worked very well.
Who is your ideal client that you sell the 401k plans to?
Small businesses of every type and entrepreneurs. So typically plans with one employee to a couple hundred, but usually assets of $20 million and under in the plan. Once they get over $20 million, they're taken care of by the large firms. The plans that have $2, $3, $5 million in particular, they pay the highest fees and get the lowest level of service.
So you have found that niche in there almost as a boutique firm where you can specialize just on that one type of clientele that doesn't normally get the service.
Absolutely.
And you do provide that too. What are some, you mentioned a little bit of it, but what are some specific benefits of an all exchange traded fund versus an actual mutual fund based 401k?
Well, first, exchange traded funds typically are 1/4 to 1/3 the fees built into the funds versus a standard mutual fund.
Well, that's a great savings right there.
It's a great savings. And we've taken the plan and broken it apart. So we basically have the best of breed in all areas of the plan, from the TPA and administrative fees to the trading part and to obviously the investment management. So we have a high level of service and low cost and best of breed, we think, in every aspect of the plan.
Now, do you have to have specific extra staff to handle all this and handle the trades on a regular basis?
Yes. It's not necessarily trades, but we basically have to do education for the participants. We do both group meetings and individual meetings. So something unique about us is that we'll go out to a company and meet with the whole group, and then we will actually sit in an office and let every employee spend 15, 20 minutes with us to ask questions, whether it's about their account or their beneficiary or anything. We are actually a full fiduciary advisor, so we're the highest level of advisor, and we can talk to participants about their financial goals and objectives.
Well, since you're doing that, do they get to pick what goes into the fund that they have for their own specific 401k?
Yes. Most plans have two basic options. One, there are 5 model portfolios that we manage using all exchange-traded funds, from conservative to aggressive.
And you explain those to them and show them exactly how they fit into what they want.
Exactly. We do that, and we basically help them pick, if they need it, help them pick where they should be. So it's designed to keep a 20-year-old from putting all their money in a conservative portfolio and somebody that's close to retirement from going into aggressive, but it's still their money and their choice. And we are here to help them through that process.
Well, based on your scenario, when you go into a company, you sit down with all the employees, it just sounds like that you develop additional clientele from that too. Not only do they participate in the 401k, but because they get to know you and your service, you pick up other assets that they have. Is that correct?
Yes, that's definitely correct. Usually it's the management team. In most cases, we've either worked with somebody in the company, whether the executive team or in one of the employees, and we've come to know them, and they ask us to bid on their plan when it comes up to the committee.
So how do you fit in when you're bidding and you're being compared to other type plans? Do you normally come out ahead, or do you have to do some selling to help them understand exactly what the difference is?
I think today we really plan. We go in thinking that we're going to come out ahead. Typically, we save a typical plan about 1% per year. That's every year going forward, and so that gives all the employees and the participants an advantage in terms of making money over a long term.
Well, 1% doesn't sound like a lot when you just say 1%, but how much could that mean to a company or an individual?
Well, let's talk about a $2 million plan. We're going to save $20,000 a year, and that's spread out through all the participants based on their assets. That's a nice way to start. In addition, we believe that we provide the highest level of service available for a 401k, and we also manage the investment options. I forgot to mention that employees can build their own. We provide a list of exchange trade funds, very similar to most plans, so that employees can pick from the list and build their own portfolio. 90% of the people use Gerald Ray managed portfolios.
But they can go a la carte.
Absolutely.
And decide what they want to have too. So are you the specialist for Gerald Ray for 401ks, or are there other members of your firm that also get involved with the new 401k plan that you put together?
I guess I'm the specialist. However, I have 2 employees that work with me, and they're both portfolio managers, Leslie and Aaron. And Leslie is bilingual, so we actually offer our education meetings and our information in Spanish because, as you know, in Dallas and in Texas, many of the firms need that. Car dealerships, for example, companies that have warehouses, we found that the employees really prefer to talk about their finances and their
in their native language.
Absolutely.
It's just a little bit easier, too. Even though they are bilingual, they prefer to speak their native language. Well, tell us your website and how someone gets a hold of you or your associates.
Well, it's GeraldRay.com, and we're actually in the process of redoing our website, actually. I'm missing a meeting today to finish up the final version of it. And my direct line is 214-954-1905. And we actually, as portfolio managers, answer our own phones. And so that's another reason that people use our services.
Well, you can also go to our website at PlaymakersTalkShow.com. You'll see the information about Michael there, his website, and his email, or rather his phone number is right there. You can contact him. So what I assume that you want to do when you're working with your client, you want to get to these type of companies. Are there any specific groups of companies, any type of companies that you specialize in?
Yes, that's a good question. Obviously, I've mentioned car dealerships. We actually work with a lot of retailers around Dallas, many of them that you know. Also, physician firms and practices and white-collar type firms, law firms, engineering, architects, and things like that would be perfect examples of firms that need and can use our services.
Now, my guess is when you go in to a client that you're calling on, they probably already have a 401k in place.
In most cases, however, we can help them establish a new plan, and we do that from time to time.
So that's easily rolled over and
yes.
developed into a plan where not only are the participants making more money, but they're saving costs too.
Absolutely. And we just had a firm come where we started a new plan, but the executives were at a larger company, so they rolled over their assets from their old plan, and so the plan is already pretty large.
So again, tell us how any listener can get a hold of you to ask you some questions and find out more about the 401k plan.
Again, I think the best way to do it is just to call me directly, and I'll answer the phone.
And the phone number again is?
214-954-1905.
And again, that's on the Playmakers Talk Show website, too. Michael, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Michael Beck is the Executive Vice President, also Portfolio Manager and Marketing Manager at Gerald L. Ray & Associates, and he specializes in the 401k that we talked about. And again, you can check his website and phone number on PlaymakersTalkShow.com. But don't go away. We're going to talk about pizza, sports. I guess pizza and sports is the key area. We're going to talk to a man by the name of Al Davis. Al is the VP of Franchise Sales and Development for Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar. We'll be back to talk about with Al right after this.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at WOKC.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We're going to talk about food and sports. We're speaking with Al Davis, who is the Vice President of Franchise Sales and Development for Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar. His primary focus is real estate development, remodels, facilities maintenance, and capital budget planning. Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar is headquartered in Dallas, and they offer a contemporary sit-down family dining atmosphere with a separate sports bar. Boston specializes in gourmet pizza and pasta, and a menu featuring nearly 100 items in a variety of sports bar favorites such as burgers, wings, and ribs. Al has 25-plus years of experience with publicly traded and small entrepreneurial companies, including Senior VP of Luby's, Vice President of Real Estate with Boston's Market and also with Einstein's Bagels, and is Director of Development for KFC. And Al, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, your background, as I mentioned, is primarily in real estate. How does that, or how did that help your efforts now as Vice President of Franchise Sales?
Well, I think back in my corporate days, back in with KFC and other companies, I did work with franchisees, so I wasn't selling franchisees per se. But the one thing real estate trains you to do is to work with people and understand people and negotiate deals. And I think that's primarily what I'm doing now. I'm just doing it in a little different manner in selling franchises.
Well, as selling franchise, you're involved a little bit in the real estate part of it too as you're working with them.
Absolutely. A big part of it is because I'm helping them select markets, do market planning, find the best piece of real estate, and talking through a lot of pieces of that puzzle.
Well, how did you become associated with Boston's Restaurants? Because you've been with them a short time and they're beginning some major development. How did you come together?
Well, a person that I worked with previously at Boston Market. I always want to separate those two.
And this is the confusion a lot of people have when I talk about Boston's. They think it's Boston's Market.
Yeah, and used to work with several years ago. Actually tracked me down. I was living in a little town in West Texas. I'd been doing a lot of real estate development at the time and talked to me about coming in as a consultant with Boston Pizza. So I agreed to come work as a consultant, and based on that, he convinced me it was a great company, and I felt like it was a great company, and said, gosh, would you come full time? And I said, okay, I'll come full time. And it's one of the few companies I would say I would go back publicly traded or otherwise that I would jump back into the corporate world for. But the particular person I'm working for now is somebody I have a lot of respect for. And I also love the concept. I think it has a lot of potential upside in the U.S. and in outside of the U.S.
Well, I want to talk more about the concept, but because I mentioned and you mentioned that people confuse Boston's with the other company, where are you located in Dallas?
Our locations, we have five locations in Dallas, restaurant-wise. We have five locations. We have one in Grapevine. We have one at MacArthur and LBJ.
In Irving.
We also have one down in Arlington, not too far from the ballpark. We have one up in McKinney. And then we have one over in Fossil Creek in Fort Worth. Those are our only restaurants here in Dallas, and our corporate headquarters are at LBJ and Luna.
Well, then, with five in Dallas, how many do you have right now in the United States?
In the United States, we have 30, and they're scattered. We have 30 in 20 states. Now, I would also point out we have 375 plus in Canada. We're the largest, most dominant, number one brand in casual dining in Canada. And then we also have eight. As of this week, we have eight stores opened in Mexico.
Well, with only 30 restaurants in 20 states, the potential for your people is tremendous in terms of additional franchisees, which we'll talk more about in a moment. But let's talk about Boston's as a restaurant for a moment. It's a little bit different because it's a concept that's unusual. No one else has this. Talk a little bit about the concept and what people expect when they go into the restaurant.
Yeah, the thing I think separates us out, number one, is I think we have great food. I'll just start with that. The other thing, though, that really separates us is two concepts under one roof, we'd like to say. So it's a combination of family dining on one side of the building, and the other side of the building, which is totally separate, is a sports bar. So it gives people opportunities to walk in, take their family in. Maybe they don't want the activity of the sports bar. They just want to have family dining. And then other people want to come in, wear their jerseys, cheer for their favorite team. And we got lots of TVs and lots of excitement, lots of fun in the bar.
And having been in the one in the McKinney Frisco area off of 121, I did notice that that sports bar is rather large. It's a larger bar than you'll find in most restaurants that have a bar. And it's almost like two restaurants in one. Interesting concept. Well, you've recently relaunched your franchise development efforts. What are you looking for? Where are you going with franchising now?
Well, one thing we wanted to do, 30 restaurants in 20 states is not necessarily a great thing, because it's really hard to build a brand. A lot of people don't know about us in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So the first thing we did was we went back and said, let's put a growth strategy together. So we did that. We've identified 16 markets in the U.S., where we'd like to go, and then we're actually even more myopically focused in four more. The reason we want to do that is because we want to be able to get enough locations in a particular market where we can become media efficient, we can go on television, we can do radio, and make people aware of our brand.
even with Dallas with five restaurants, it's not real efficient to advertise over the general media, radio, TV to get people in.
No.
So I can see how you want to have a lot concentrated in a specific area. So are you focusing on both the U.S. and Mexico right now?
We are focused in both areas. Mexico is a really big opportunity for us. We have our most successful restaurants are in Mexico right now. And for a number of reasons, we have a number of great successful restaurants in the U.S., also in Mexico. We're very successful in Mexico. The Mexican culture loves us. We have a lot of in the family dining. We do much more family dining business there than bar business. So people will come in on Sunday and they'll have, you know, a dozen family members. It'll be parents, grandparents, children, grandkids, and all under one place. And so it's very popular, and I think probably we have a huge growth opportunity there as well as in the U.S.
Are you looking for new franchisees, or are you working with your current franchisees to open up additional restaurants in their local market area?
It's a combination. We're focused very hard on bringing in new franchisees. And to help entice people, one of the things we did, we've completely redesigned our prototype. We've shrunk the building and made it a little more current looking and more competitive. Obviously, the reason to shrink the building somewhat is to reduce costs. Investment costs can be very expensive, both building and land costs, so it gives us a little bit more flexibility. And so we're talking to a lot of people. The other thing we've done from a marketing standpoint is we used to do a lot of print ads. Print ads are not necessarily efficient, so we've switched over, and 80% of our marketing right now for new franchisees is digital.
Well, I'm in the Richardson area, and I did go the one up on 121, but I'd never heard of it before I'd gotten there. Are you doing advertising just in the local area to entice local people to come to your restaurants?
Our franchising, because, again, we're scattered, we don't have enough restaurants, it's very difficult for us to do national advertising. So we allocate our marketing funds to local advertising. You know, and so, you know, we help with that. The local franchisee makes a lot of decisions. They submit things to us, we review it, and then in concert with our marketing people, they'll do local advertising.
Well, as I said, I was the one at 121. I met the one of the training managers in that restaurant, and I was extremely impressed by the service that I received. Seems like that's a big part of your concept, too, not only having the great food and the pizza and the sports bar, but you're also giving a tremendous amount of service. Was that built into the concept originally through the restaurants in Canada?
Absolutely. Our franchisees, new franchisees, go through a real detailed, extensive 6-week training program. And it's, you know, soup to nuts. And when they open that restaurant, and it's not only the franchisee, but two of their employees, the kitchen manager, the general manager, all go through the same training, both here in Dallas and sometimes in other restaurants. So that's real, real important to us.
So they can get a hold of you or one of your people how?
They can go through the website through my email address is davisa@bostons.com, or they can call our phone number, which is 972-484-9022.
And they can also go to bostons.com, because I believe there's also a link for franchising on your website also.
Correct.
So they can get a hold of you that way.
Yes.
How large do you want to get in 2015? You said about 20-plus restaurants, some in Dallas, some in Mexico, but how large would you like to get next year?
Next year, we're going to add approximately 10 restaurants. We're growing a little slower, and we want to do that because we've had to take a step back. We've had to reevaluate a lot of things that we've been doing, processes, both marketing, development, menu development, restaurant, real estate, everything. We've kind of looked at everything. So we took a step back to evaluate that and then to move forward. Ultimately, we'd like to have 100 restaurants in the U.S. and Mexico by the end of 2017.
So that's over the next 2-plus years, getting that far. That's an aggressive objective to have. Have you had obstacles in relaunching your franchise efforts? And if you have, how have you overcome them?
I think probably one of the biggest obstacles was being scattered across so many areas. The other thing is we wanted to relaunch the brand with our existing franchisees. We felt like in the past, possibly, we didn't support them quite like we should have for a number of reasons. We have a whole new management team that's been there less than a year now. And so we went back one franchisee at a time to, you know, support them, ask them what they needed. Because at the end of the day, when you're selling franchises like I am, one of the things you have to bank on are testimonials from existing franchisees. And we've turned a lot of them. We've got a number of franchisees. We've done videos now that will be up on a new website right after the first of the year to let people know exactly why they're in the Boston's business and why they like the brand.
Well, let me ask you this, because you are selling franchises to franchisees. Why should a franchisee purchase a Boston's pizza franchise? What's the advantage?
Well, I think going back to what we talked about earlier, I think having a very unique concept. There's a lot of brands out there in the casual dining segment, but having that two concepts under one roof is unusual. The other thing, there's a lot of opportunities for growth with us. I mean, you can go someplace, one of our competitors, but you don't have that opportunity. I mean, we've got a lot of markets with a great upside opportunity, with a supportive management team, with great training, with solid marketing. You're sitting across from a guy that's got 25 years experience in real estate development, with brokers in place to help him. So, I mean, we've got a number of good reasons for someone to come into our system right now.
Well, as I'm thinking about your restaurant, since I've been there, as I'm talking to you, I can remember the taste and the smells. Is there any specific favorite of yours? Is there a specific item in the restaurant that you like more than any other item on the pizza side?
Yeah, on the pizza side, you know, I love sausage and I love pepperoni. So probably sausage pizza is my favorite. I like that. And to just broaden out a little bit about our menu, I mean, we have wings, we have burgers, we have pastas, we have pizzas, we have a variety of salads. So it's hard to knock out. You know, people go out to eat, well, I don't want to go there because I can't get a salad, or I don't want to go there because I can't get a pizza. So we've got options for people. We're not just pizza.
That was the most difficult part I had when I took a look at the menu. I didn't realize how many options you have, and you have some unique things too. But again, tell everybody where those five locations are again in Dallas.
We have one in Arlington, Grapevine, Fossil Creek, Irving, McKinney.
Those are the five locations.
Yes.
And you can also check those by going to bostons.com and look at the select location, and they can help you with that. Al, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
It is my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. Al Davis is the Vice President of Franchise Sales and Development for Boston's Restaurant and Sports Bar, Boston's Pizza. Thank you all very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com.